Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! All right, welcome to Chico Dog, the podcast, podcasting live from the Metroplex in downtown Wesley Chapel. Let me check outside real quick. Beautiful, sunny. The weather outside is 70 degrees, 32% humidity. Couldn't really ask for anything better. The weather this past week has been really something interesting. We got down to 23 degrees here was our low, I believe, Thursday morning. It's about 23 degrees, and the highs have been around in the 50s. Of course, that's not as bad as some of you people have experienced up in the north. If you'd like to tell me how your weather has been, give me a call. We'll give you the number in just a second. So anyway, beautiful, sunny, 70 degrees, and it's a great day for our Gasparilla Parade. The festivities start today with the Children's Parade. It'll be happening down in Tampa, downtown, and the parade begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and the fireworks tonight are going to be at 7 p.m. Now, the main pirate invasion and the parades are scheduled for February 7th, and the night parade, the big night parade, is February 14th. If you've never been down here during that time, it's definitely something to see. A lot of partying going on, especially the night parade time, and there's tons of people down there. Hopefully the weather will stay just as good as it is now for those festivities as well. I'm still messing with some stuff here. Not only is this our inauguration show, it is also Christmas Eve in January. It's January 24th, 2009. Welcome to the show. This is Mike. We'll be right back, and we have to do our main intro thing. Thank you.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, this is ChicoDog.com, the podcast, with your host, Mike, presented on Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in line is area code 646-727-3235. The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast are those of ChicoDog.com or our callers and not the host provider. Opinions received by listeners in email or chat will be noted as such. We invite you to participate in this broadcast by calling, joining us in our online chat, or by emailing us at mike@chicodog.com. Again, the number is 646-727-3235. And now, from Tampa Bay, Florida, Mike.
Yes.
Special thanks to Alvin Washington Jr. of Series Suite Productions over there in Missouri for our intro piece. They have very affordable rates, and with over 15 years' experience, you get very professional results. For more information on Series Suite Productions, go to www.freewebs.com/Series Sweep. That's SERIESWEEP. Thank you to Series Suite Productions in Missouri for that. Very nicely done. All right, back to the program. Our topics, that's what I just did. Our topics are not set in stone, so to speak, but we will talk about current events, news items, and just about anything. Keep in mind that this particular broadcast is open to the general public, so please do not use obscene, vulgar, hate-related, or otherwise graphic language. Otherwise, I may have to sick the dog on you. And if you know anything about Chihuahuas, you understand the threat that they pose. What may happen is, I will sick the dog on you. And, somebody's like, get the dog there. I will sick the dog on you if your call becomes obscene, vulgar, or whatever, and you'll hear this. What? What was that? That was not a dog. Play that again. That wasn't even a real dog. That sounded like a little, I don't know what that was. Okay, that sounded like a yapper. We need a real dog in here. Let's get a real dog in here because that little thing is not going to threaten anybody if they get out of hand. Okay, so let's try something else. That's better. Much better. That's good. Okay, so. All right, settle down. Settle down. Okay, thank you. So that's what you're going to get. And, of course, you'll be disconnected. This is the first Chico Dog broadcast, our inauguration show, if you will. And to be a part of the show, please call area code 646-727-3235. Or you can use our online chat room on Blog Talk Radio. But first, you will have to register for a free account or sign in if you already have an account, and then enter the chat area. We'll take breaks or pauses from time to time and we'll probably play some music during this hour. For today's show, we will be on the air until 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So let's get on with it. Go back up here. I'm trying to sit there. Steve is across town in the booth doing all the audio and sound effects. He is the audio and sound guy for the show. So just to let y'all know, say hello, Steve. Okay. Steve, yes. Apparently our audio sound guy's microphone, wire is disconnected. Okay. Well, Steve was our audio and sound guy. Just kidding, man. You push the buttons or click or whatever you have to do. And if you haven't heard yet, I am your host, Mike. Thank you. No, thank you. What is that? Okay, I got it. We are live at the Metroplex in downtown Wesley Chapel, Florida. For those of you who don't know, Wesley Chapel is about 25 miles north of Tampa on Florida's west coast. Traffic here on Saturday was not that bad, but during the week, even finding a parking space at the massive public garage downtown is not that easy. And enough about that. We'll get back with the program. We only have, it says about 53 minutes left of this hour-long show, and we'll get on with it in just a second. Stick around. We have more stuff coming up, some current events, and we'll be right back.
To call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Those of you who didn't hear, Thursday, January 15th, a U.S. Airways Airbus A320 departed LaGuardia Airport in New York, ran into a flock of birds that were just on their way home to wherever the hell they go to, forcing the pilot to ditch the aircraft in the frigid Hudson River. Captain Sullenberger's lengthy training and experience, along with the rescue efforts, which began immediately after the landing, saved the 155 passengers on board. He received much-deserved recognition for this and is just another definition of the word hero. In a related story, and we just picked this up ourselves, we know 155 passengers survived the landing. However, rescue workers found an additional 32 bodies, apparently bound and gagged, thought to be missing since the 1950s and 60s. And that was your shot. You could have. Don't we have a sound effect after I do something like that? I guess not. Okay. On Tuesday, January 20th, over 1 million people gathered around the Capitol in Washington, enduring 19-degree, again, frigid weather, three-hour-long security checkpoint lines, and watched as the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts swore in Barack Obama as the 44th President of the United States. It's a little too late. 66-year-old Aretha Franklin, who sang My Country Tis of Thee at the inauguration, sported a designer hat with a bow, which I believe originally appeared to have come from the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. However, it was actually crafted by a Detroit company. Regardless of what you think of the hat, Miss Franklin can still belt out those vocals. A couple of side notes about that. My Country Tis of Thee was considered the national anthem until 1931, after a congressional resolution was signed by President Herbert Hoover. The melody is actually from the British national anthem, God Save the King or Queen. Also, let's go locally. Did you read about the squatters in the newspaper? Did you? You know what a squatter is? Right. I always thought a squatter referred to your girlfriend or wife. You know, you're on the way home from a bar or a road trip, and there are no restrooms around, and she says, if I don't get out of this car now, anyway, she becomes a squatter. That was my definition. Apparently, this guy, Judson Randall of Safety Harbor, Florida, which is not too far from here, came across two women who were supposedly down on their luck, and he offered them a place to stay at his house for a month. Kind of interesting. All right, that was 8 months later. They're still there. Finally, Randall put their stuff on the porch, I guess as a hint, and when they returned, 50-year-old Elizabeth Sewell called the sheriff's office, who in turn told Randall to put the items back in the home or he would be arrested. What's up with that? That doesn't make any sense. Miss Sewell and her daughter, 20-year-old Jessica, have a record of doing this to others. There is a process that law enforcement must follow to evict squatters, and the legal battles continue. This would be my process, and this is a possibility, a really strong possibility. How about, you know, you go up to them and you say, how about three of us go on a nice vacation to Montana or someplace far, Hawaii, whatever. You load up the car and you drive. And you drive far. Okay? Here's an idea. When you get there, you drive farther. And then drive some more. Finally, you pull off, you allow them to use the restroom somewhere inside or go in to eat, and you get back to the car and you just take off. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Take off. I think that would be a good option. That would work. I'm not sure. I would actually do that. So, are you going to be late with this one again? Thank you. But I was actually being serious. All right. If Mr. Randall can't do that, I'm sure we have some listeners who would gladly provide transportation services. Anyway, something has to be done. All right. We're looking at chat rooms now. Going to the chat room. Anyone here? Looks like I have a guest in chat. They're being quiet, which is perfectly fine. No problem. All right, we're going to go Yeah, we're going to go to a break. Okay. We'll go take another break real quick. We're going to catch up on some stuff. And when we return, I want to talk about the big game coming to Tampa real soon. It's right around the corner. But right now, live from downtown Wesley Chapel in the Metroplex, this is Chico Dog, the podcast. It is 2:15 p.m. Stick around. We shall be right back.
Call in and talk on air. Dial area code 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
To call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, it's that time of year again. The biggest game of the year, sports-wise, the biggest game of the year, the big one, is finally in the Tampa area, and it's right around the corner, folks. I mean, right around the corner. I have to check my schedule, but I may actually go to this one. I have to go to this game. This is the big game, and it's here in Tampa, in the area. You have to go to it. You have to. However, they have had some problems. Problems big enough to cause some players to actually quit. Will the big game go on as planned? Everybody says it will. You know, there's a lot of sponsors on this. There's a lot of ticket sales. And I sure hope that it goes on, or my day will be ruined. The big game is here. It's about a pay dispute. The problem is a pay dispute. I have to tell you, from what I've seen in the papers, the players are worth every dime or dollar. Some players of the game have already resigned. They need to stop. Play the game. It's the big game of the year. You have to play, okay? Or people like me are, we're just not going to feel right, and it's going to be a bad day if this game does not go on. And I'm hoping to go to this one. Like I said, I have to check my schedule, make sure everything works out, but this is the game. Huh? No. No. Actually, I'm not talking about the game at Raymond James Stadium. I'm talking about Lingerie Bowl 6. There's been 6 already. Where have I been? Lingerie Bowl 6. This year, the venue has been moved to Caliente Luxury Resort right here down the road in Pasco County in Florida. For those who don't know, Caliente is a clothing optional resort. There's actually a league that plays all over the country called the Lingerie Football League, or LFL. General admission to Lingerie Bowl 6 is like $35. They offer VIP and platinum deals. You can try jumping over the fence. What? Not that that was my plan. Okay, I might pay. I don't know. The fence, it's like a 10-foot wall. Yeah, it's to keep people, right. Yeah, it's not that bad. Anyway, tickets are $35 for general admission, VIP, platinum deals, the wall, whatever. This is much cheaper than that other so-called big game at Raymond James Stadium. No big deal, right? Caliente is located in Land O'Lakes, and there will be free shuttle services to and from Channelside, which is downtown near the port in Tampa. So check that out. I know what you're doing. Tailgating starts at 5 p.m. The game begins at 9 p.m. When? Saturday, January 31st. It's finally here in Tampa. Been waiting for this. I mean, really, to me, this is what fantasy football is all about. Fantasy football. Hopefully the league will work out their issues. We'll be right back. We'll see if we have any callers. Anybody in chat? Did we lose the guest? What happened to the guest? Oh, that's pretty sad. All right. You know what? Until I get something, I'm going to have to play music because, right. All right, I'm going to play music. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
To call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Audio.
What?
Audio.
What?
Is this thing on?
Hey.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
What's going on here? Who are
hey,
you?
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
I'm CB, and I'm a gal.
CB what? How'd you get in here? We're doing a show.
I drove a truck, passing through downtown, and saw the building with broadcasting on it.
So you just walked in?
Yep. Dude.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something.
We're doing a show live on the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something.
And I only have 1 hour. What is it?
This is important.
Uh-huh.
In my spare time, I have a side job while I'm driving.
While you're driving. What could that be?
I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
I got your number.
The call-in number?
No. I don't know what that is. I got your number.
What number do you have? What is it?
Okay. Your number is free.
That's it? My number is 3?
7-4. That's your number.
Okay, my number is 374. What the heck
That's
is that?
That's your number.
What is it?
And I create these while I'm driving. I create them for people.
Mm-hmm. That's strange. It's your side job. How do you make money?
Your first numbers are free.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I charge a fee. That's my plan. Also sounds like my motto.
But the numbers don't mean anything. They're just a number.
Dude.
I mean, what?
Dude, they are your numbers.
Uh-huh.
I'm CB, and I'm back out.
What is back out? What is that supposed to mean?
Audio.
Listen.
Okay,
great. Okay,
what kind of cheap microphone is it?
I have a show to do, and it's time for you to leave.
Hey, dude.
No.
I got his number also.
Who, Steve?
This is an exclusive. I just got them.
Oh, Steve, he's talking to you. He has your numbers. Are they free also?
Your numbers, Mr. Steve, are 8, 5.
Wow, 8, 5.
Let me see.
No, he's still thinking.
4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. 8, 5, 4.
Well, there you go, Steve. You have 8, 5, 4.
I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I'll add a bonus.
Uh-oh.
I'll add a bonus.
Okay.
7.
Wow.
8, 5, 4, 7.
Steve, your numbers are 8, 5, 4.
That's your number, Mr. Steve.
That's your number, Steve. CD.
That's CB.
Okay, whatever. You can go now.
Can I come back next time I'm driving through?
I don't think so.
What?
No, I mean, after this, we may move.
I'll bring some new numbers for you. If anyone's listening, I'll bring them numbers.
Oh, right. Okay. You remember where the door was?
I'm CB. And I'm back out.
Back out. Okay. Well, then. that was weird.
Call in and talk on air. Dial area code 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
to call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235.
Whoops, got disconnected. That was good.
To call in and talk on air, dial area code 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
That was pretty funny. I was just coming back from playing the music. I was going to announce the music. And next thing I hear is the little Skype thing going, up. Oh, you're off. So I had to redial in and get back to the program here. I don't know if you still heard the rest of the spot or if it just cut out also, but we're back. Anyway, that was, what'd we hear? Oh, John Williams. And we've been playing a lot of John Williams this during the show, during this hour. We've played Off the Road by John Williams, Afternoon in the Sun, and what else? There was one more. Nope, that was it. The other ones were from DJ Carey. But those were from John Williams, not the John Williams you're thinking of. And I'll get more into that as we do the outro. We got 20 minutes of time left. I may close down a little bit earlier. I don't know. Don't know if that outage was caused by something here. We have four computers connected to the network, three computers connected to the network. See if I can knock anybody off here. And that is, I don't know if that's causing problems or what the deal is, but anyway, before that we met CB. Don't know if he's going to be back next time. I hope not, but I guess when you pass through and you see the Metroplex and it's got the big sign out front, you want to stop in and say, hey, let me see what's going on here. That ain't going to happen. Let me go back. Let's see, we don't have any callers on right now. Okay, got chat. Where's my chat? Okay, you know, I've got too many windows going up. All right, we have 19 minutes. Let me see if I can fill that in real quick. I'll be right back. Don't want to play music during the whole show, but right now, let me take another break. I'll be right back. See if I can stay. This is DJ Carey again. Getting to the show. I really like the beats on that. That's DJ Carey, and we also had some John Williams in there, and Derek K. Miller is providing some drum beats during our little break sessions there. Let's go to the phone lines and see who is on with us. You are... Okay, I guess not. That's all right. We're still here. We still have about 15 minutes left on the show. If you'd like to call in, get a comment in or whatever, you can do so at any time. We'll see your number pop up here. I'll give you the area code that you're calling from when you're on, and I'll give you the last, let's say, two digits of your phone number. So if you're calling from, you know, 555-1212, I'll say, hey, caller from, you know, blah, 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 last two digits, 1212, you're on, and that gives you the idea or the information you need that lets you know that you're on, so you don't have to sit there and go, am I on? Is this thing working? What's going on? Okay, just call. Area code 646-727-3235. So today I'm driving home. Actually, it was earlier this morning. I was driving home, and they had one of these little paper signs on the side of the interstate, the exit ramp coming down onto State Road 54, where Wesley Chapel is. There's downtown, and then there's like the outer skirts and everything of this major metropolis we call Wesley Chapel. We have two major shopping malls. One has, what is it, 800 stores? No. It's like 100 and something stores called The Grove. That just opened up. We have the Shops at Wiregrass, big, huge, really nice facility. Both of them are really, really nice. And, you know, sometimes you just drive through, have something to eat, whatever. It's really nice to visit. But we have two malls, gigantic malls, and we have a third one that is still a flat piece of land right now out in the middle of nothing. But they're trying to build probably the biggest mall on this side of Florida. That's how big Wesley Chapel is, because nothing says large city like three gigantic shopping malls. So I have that, and as I was coming down the exit ramp, I saw this little sign, and I said, you know what? I've heard of this before, but I didn't know they were open yet, and actually they are having the grand opening today, Saturday, January 24th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. What is it? It's called Beer Runners Incorporated, and This is pretty good. They're geniuses. The company Beer Runners Incorporated is small right now. They were formed by a group of friends one night when the beer ran out. And basically what they are is a beer convenience store. They are on the opposite side of Interstate 75 from where we're at. And I'm going to have to go down there and check that out. It sounds like a neat idea. Actually, you don't even have to go to them. They will come to you. That's right. You call a number, you order what you want, and there's I think there's a minimum. I don't remember. I'll have to check that out. But they're having a big grand opening today, and they have kegs. They have different types of beers. They have a contest on their website. It's a pretty neat concept. When you don't want to drive, or you've already had a couple and you shouldn't be driving, you give them a call, and they'll bring you some more. Or if you're planning a party, or if anything, you can call them. They will come to you, or you can go to them and purchase the beer from them. But that's what they do. They do beer, and they do delivery. It's kind of like, I don't know, Domino's, Papa John's, or whatever, but for beer. It's pretty cool. Today, I don't know if it's too late. No. Well, it's 4 p.m. There you go. You can. There is a keg pre-order. They have free tap and tub rentals. Deposits still apply. You get two free 10-pound bags of ice. Any $10 in-store purchase gets a free 10-pound bag of ice. They have free handouts from Bud and Miller distributors, free hot dogs, chips, sodas, and while supplies last. It's real simple as far as deliveries. You give them a call, they take your order, and they deliver it to your door. If you're within the Wesley Chapel area, just a few miles from them, its delivery charges is a reasonable, just a few bucks, okay? It's not a big deal. You don't have to go anywhere, and it's a little bit more if you live, you know, somewhere off wherever. But that's pretty cool. But, yeah, you must be 21 years or older, and they will verify this, okay? Because, you know, they're just getting into business. They don't want to screw themselves up either. But check out their website at usbeerrunners.com. They are located here in Wesley Chapel. I don't know if they're on the other side of the Metroplex and the other side of I-75. Okay, so they're in that like the 30,000 block. That's another indication that you live in a big town when your address markers are up in the 30,000s. That's a lot of places. Anyway, I mentioned earlier that we have Gasparilla coming to Tampa. That is actually starting tonight, Saturday, January 24th. It's the Children's Extravaganza, 3:30 p.m. They start off with the Children's Parade. And then at 7 p.m. is the Pyrotechnic Show, which is the, Pyrotechnic? Good. Fireworks display tonight at 7 p.m. That's all downtown near, was that Channelside, right? Right. Gasparilla is a big pirate festival that lasts for 2 weeks, I believe, except for the children's thing, which starts now. But the main events begin next Saturday. No. Begin Saturday, February 7th, not next Saturday, with the Pirate Festival and Parade. 10 a.m. is the Invasion Brunch. 11:30 a.m., the Pirate Invasion. 2 p.m. is the Parade of Pirates. All day there's pirate street festivals, there's all kinds of events, food, and just a lot of drunk people out in the streets. But, I mean, actually, it's a family place. But Saturday, February 14th is the Illuminated Night Parade. They have the Family Fiesta at 9 a.m. 7 p.m. is the Illuminated Parade, and 9 p.m. is the official after party. There's also other events coming up in March, the Gasparilla Film Festival, and that's February 26th through March 7th, and the Gasparilla Distance Classic, February 27th through March the 1st. And yes, the big game again is coming to Tampa. I already mentioned that earlier, and I'm not talking about the bowl game at Raymond James Stadium. I'm talking about Lingerie Bowl 6 down in I did that one already, right? Okay. Let's see if anybody's on the phone lines real quick. And the number again is 646-727-3235. We have 9 minutes remaining. Comment. Still nothing. Okay. Well, that should be it. Oh, I'm just kidding. All right, we still had one more. Yeah, let's do one more. And then, okay. I'll be right back after this. More DJ Carey on Chico Dog, the podcast. Sing With Spirits. That's DJ Carey, the song title Sing With Spirits on Chico Dog, the podcast. Really didn't intend to play much music on here, but it's kind of slow today. And, oh boy, let's see, what do we have? We have upcoming events coming up here in the Tampa area as well as overseas. I just learned about from one of our listeners in England. That's over the big pond. Eden Lynn in chat right now just told us that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing in London against the Patriots at Wembley Stadium in London on October 25th. That should be interesting. I didn't know about that. Anyway, she has tickets going to that. That'll be cool. And I'll keep the other stuff quiet for right now. But, yeah, that ought to be cool. We'll see the Patriots beat the Buccaneers. I mean, the Buccaneers beat the Patriots, of course. And let's see. We have anybody on the phone? No. Okay, let's talk about the NFL Experience, which just opened today. Man, we have so much stuff going on today. It's incredible. We have beautiful weather. It's 74 degrees outside, sunny, very low humidity. It's perfect. And we have all these things coming up. I mean, January, February, very busy months in the Tampa Bay area. The NFL, it's actually like a theme park. It's an attraction. And it's going to be open to the public today, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and it'll be open tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is called the NFL Experience. It's about 850,000 square feet next to Raymond James Stadium. It looks like a big tent city. It's a theme park. It's temporary, but it's a theme park, and it gives people, the general public, kids, especially adults, whoever, the possibility of playing different games, football-related games, sports games. They can see all types of different things there and participate in some of the excitement, and they don't have to buy a ticket to the football game, and ticket prices can reach about $1,000 to go see the Super Bowl. So this is a good alternative. It is open today and tomorrow, and it'll reopen Thursday through Saturday. Now, on Super Bowl, which is February 1st at Raymond James Stadium, the attraction will only be open to Super Bowl ticket holders. Tickets are $18.50 for adults, $12.50 for children, 12 and younger. And I believe we are almost done with the broadcast. I would like to thank – let me get my thank you stuff up here. Let me get back up here. Thank you for listening to the inaugural Chico Dog podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Alvin Washington Jr. of Series Suite Productions in Missouri for our intro, break audio. Also to the artist John Williams, DJ Carey for the music, which is available at Magnatune at www.magnatune.com. It's great music, excellent licensing and everything for us podcasters. Thanks to Derek K. Miller for the cool drum beats. And to those of you listening but who didn't call in, thank you. You're special too, but not like Short Bus special. Thank you for listening. Email me. The address is mike@chicodog.com. That's DAWG.com with your comments on this broadcast or suggest future topics. Finally, thank you to Blog Talk Radio for hosting this and many other podcasts online. Stay tuned to chicodog.com or the podcast webpage for information on upcoming episodes. For Chico Dog the podcast and Steve in the booth, I'm Mike. Have a great day and hope to see you next time on Chico Dog the podcast.